Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm down in Ponte Vedra, Florida, at the FEI meeting, and I'm with Brian Caress, the CEO with Ready Carpet. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Kemp. Thanks for having me this morning.
So you're the CEO of Ready. How long have you had that role?
I've been in that role for about 2.5 years now.
And actually, your father, Bruce, started this company, right?
That's correct. He was one of the founders 38, going on 39 years ago.
Give us a quick profile on Ready.
Sure. We are a multifamily flooring provider. We've got 30 locations throughout the country, an incredible team of around 720 people, and we're actually doing wonderful, fabulous, growing company.
So how's business this year in 19?
19's been great. We've had two acquisitions that we've completed that consist of 3 locations. In addition to that, we've opened 2 new locations, one in the New Jersey area and one in the Boston, New England area.
So you expand either through acquisitions or your greenfield as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Our goal is to acquire businesses whenever possible. That's our first choice, but we are not afraid to greenfield, and our plan is to open a minimum of 2 new locations a year.
It's safe to say that you're probably, in the realm of the flooring world, you're one of the probably the top 10 dealers in the business, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think that'd be correct. We're near the top as far as multifamily is concerned. There's been a lot of consolidation in the industry, so I'll have to wait until I see your numbers this year to see where we are.
One of the things that I know about your company that's interesting is you focus on the refurbishment of flooring, and when somebody's building new multifamily, you don't get involved, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We call it the replacement industry, and one of the things we say is you call us before 5:30 today and we'll install it for you tomorrow. So our focus is really on a scalable, repeatable business, and instead of riding the tides of the new construction industry, we focus on that replacement part of the business.
You know, I interviewed Greg Wallachy a couple years ago, and he talked about your 4 commandments. Remind us what those are.
Yeah, so we actually have 5. We added a 5th probably after your interview. The first is we are customer obsessive. The second is we're self-disciplined. Third is we are nice. Fourth is we keep our stores and branches clean. And then the 5th is we are safe. We keep our people and our assets safe. That's something that was kind of a suggestion of mine. We had had an accident in a warehouse, and it was something I wanted to make sure we put an effort on. And so we added that to our commandments as well.
So let's talk real quick about the types of flooring that are going into the apartment category. Are we seeing a shift there?
Yeah, I think it's the same shift we're seeing everywhere. Hard surface has become more prevalent, whether it's in the home builder or the multifamily business or retail. I would say that traditionally the apartment was about 15% hard surface and 85% carpet. And today that number's closer to probably 50 to 55% carpet and 45 to 50% hard surface.
Okay. And has this new hard surface product been out long enough for us to know whether or not the added initial upfront expense gives you a longer lifespan?
Well, I think it definitely does. The question is how long and how long is it going to stay relevant from an appearance perspective? You know, we've been selling plank in Texas, LVP, for about 20 years now, which I think is longer than other parts of the country, and we've been through replacement cycles. But I think a lot of that is also because the products are performing much better today and they look much better today. So I think we'll continue to see replacements, but it'll be at a slower cycle than carpet is. Yeah.
So in the apartment world, where are we seeing carpet now? Just in the bedrooms?
So it depends on the location. Suburban communities still have substantially more carpet. Inner loop communities or inner city communities are definitely more hard surface. When you get into wrap complexes or mid-rise and high-rise, more hard surface. The other thing we see, though, is it's interesting in the particular property itself. You see more hard surface on lower levels and soft surface or carpet on the second and third floors because of sound issues.
Mm-hmm. So are they actually having to construct the buildings differently now that you've got this hard surface coming in?
You know, I really don't know whether or not they're doing any construction differently. I think it's still pretty much acoustical concrete in most communities, although some areas of the country are still wood subfloors. I think what we're doing is we're spending more time and effort learning and installing the proper substrate for that that helps reduce sound.
So you said a minute ago you have 700 employees. That's a lot of people to manage. Are your installers employees?
No, sir. We went what we like to say is international this year and moved into the California markets. Uh-huh. So in California, we do have installers that are employees, but the rest of the country are independent contractors, and we have about 1,500 independent contractors as well.
Yeah. All right. This shift to hard surface, that requires a little bit more time to put in, right?
It does. It's a slower process. It takes more time to do a similar amount or cover a similar square footage of hard surface than carpet.
What would you attribute y'all's success for? I mean, every year I talk to you guys, and you continue to grow. Is it? I know it's adding new locations, but I guess it's also just having great customer relations, right?
You know, I have to say first, it's our people. Our team is fabulous, and when we are successful, it's because of our team. When we struggle, it's because we don't have the right people in the right seat on the bus. And as soon as we're able to get the right person in the right seat, then we excel. And what we've been able to do is build a team of people that are able to help us continue to grow. And they believe in our culture and in our values and in our mission of continuing to grow across the country.
What do you get out of being a part of this Floor Expo FEI group?
The Floor Expo is an amazing group. You know, we were one of the founding members of the Multifamily Solutions Division. I think we've been a member for 19 years, and Multifamily Solutions, I think, has been around for 17. And I go back to it's a people-driven organization. It's built on relationships, and there's an incredible amount of knowledge in this group. I look at it as I have 600 probably of my closest friends here. And while I don't know them all, I know that the vast majority of them would be there to help me with any situation we have.
Do you network outside of these annual meetings with them?
Absolutely. We always are inviting other Multifamily Solutions members to come visit us. We go visit them. We talk on a regular basis. I get a call every week or every other week from a member wanting to chat about a specific issue that they've got. I have certain people in the organization that I call regularly. And then obviously the people at the FEI group are incredible resources for us, whether it's Andy and Product or Graham, who we work with so closely on the multifamily side. Just an incredible group of people, and they provide an incredible amount of support to Ready Carpet.
Now, you've just opened a new headquarters in Houston, right?
We have. We built a new facility, hopefully to handle our growth for the next 20 years. 100,000 square feet with up to 44,000 feet of offices.
This last question. Now, you're a privately held company, and your goal is to continue to be a privately held company, right?
That's correct. I like the fact that I don't have to answer to shareholders on a quarterly basis or worry about whether or not we're going to be flipping a company in 3 to 5 years. So we like being privately held. We'll continue to grow in the fashion that we have.
Okay, Brian, great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Brian Caress, the CEO of Ready Carpet, based in Houston, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.